Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Target Demo Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters as we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. As we mentioned, it's a Target Demo Friday, meaning we love to hear what you're doing as you listen to the show, where you're at, and how you're listening. So simply tweet at me, DA on CBS. You'll see the photograph of burnout Don Nelson from yesterday's reunion with the Golden State Warriors. I really shouldn't use the phrase burnout because the dude is awesome. It makes him sound like he's a bum. He's just living in Hawaii, collecting Airbnb checks, renting out all of his houses, and smoking a lot of weed. He admitted as much yesterday before that Warriors game as they serenade one of his teams, the 8 seed that defeated the Dallas Mavericks in the 1-8 matchup a couple of years ago. So it's really good to have that Don Nelson back. And so that's where you can send us your Target Demo Fridays this morning, both on Twitter and on Facebook. It's been a trying morning around here on the DA Show. We walked into the studio, the lights were off. Tried to turn them on. They stayed off. That's because nobody paid the bill. And so we here on the DA Show, we had to hustle to find solutions because we are in the business of solutions. So I bought a bunch of scented candles, strawberries and cream to light up the studio. Unfortunately, we knew once Katie Linedahl was scheduled to come in at the top of this third hour, a series of scented strawberry and cream candles lighting up the studio in the middle of otherwise darkness would have totally creeped her out. And so I have paid to get the lights turned back on. It's time to start the Venga Buzz. It's the Gidget of Gadgets.
It's our Gidget of Gadgets. Katie Linendahl for the latest in sports technology and ox roast recipes.
Katie joins us in studio. Katie, good morning.
Queen of ox roast.
The queen of ox roast.
Woo, feeling it. Feeling it this morning. And it is, there's an air to the, an aroma, if you will, in the DA studio. This is lovely, you guys. I mean, I know ship has sailed on Valentine's Day, but never too late.
We just wanted
Never
to make sure
too late.
That it was thoughtful without being creepy.
You guys, you know what? You stepped it up a notch.
Thank you.
You went down to that drugstore right around CBS Sports Radio.
Yes.
And you said, we might not pay our bills, but we do buy some mean votives.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I think our strawberry and cream candles match your glasses today.
Fantastic. Do they also glow in the dark?
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know if these do, but I know your glasses do.
They do. That was a discovery that was unintentional, yeah.
Maybe we should turn off the lights just to see how your glasses glow.
I was on stage speaking to like thousands of people, and there was a moment where a video was playing, and I was like, and my glasses glow in the dark. Well, what do you know?
You just got back from Iceland.
I did.
You've gone to Iceland now how many times?
I was going to Iceland before it was like a trend.
Before it was Iceland?
Yes, many, many years. It is... America, obviously, is my favorite place in the globe. I am a true patriot.
Nice.
But Iceland,
I'm glad you squeezed that one in.
I have to squeeze that in.
I just want to let everybody know, I really like America, my birth country.
It's my favorite place in the globe because, you know, I travel so much.
Yeah.
300 days a year on the road, 300 plus days. But Iceland is one of those places, strangely, that I go to quite a bit.
Yeah, you've
for
been
many,
there
many years.
Five, six times?
Yeah, I mean, I go, like, literally, I book this trip, like, a couple days before I left, if that. And I don't even have a hotel. I just figure it out when I land.
Really?
Like, I'm very comfortable in Iceland.
This sounds really ignorant. Do they speak decently fluent English there?
Absolutely. So they speak Icelandic, and they speak, everyone speaks English.
Okay.
For the most part. I mean, like, in my experiences all over the country, 95% of individuals.
Because that's a crucial part of traveling kind of on a whim.
Yes.
It's really fun to not plan and just to kind of go with the flow. But if they don't speak English and you're not fluent in their language, it could be brutal to figure things out. And I guess you don't speak a lot of Icelandic.
No, but I do have this new gadget that is a two-way translation device that works incredibly. Like, you literally speak into it. And it shoots out a multitude. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of languages, Icelandic being one of them.
Cool.
So I thought that was pretty neat. But yeah, English, absolutely.
Okay, very cool. So you went over there to run a 10K.
I did.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but they hold 10Ks here, too. You don't have to go to Iceland to run a 10K.
So ridiculous. It's insane. And the terrain there and the weather conditions, it was like... When I pulled up to get the rental car, first off, the guy remembered me. Like, that's how many times I've been to Iceland. He's like, oh, yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, it's your second home.
He's like, just a heads up, you don't want to leave the door open because it might blow off. The wind is really bad right now. Noted.
Is that more of a reference on how strong the wind is or how bad the car door was made?
Oh, no, it was a strong car, strong vehicle. You do not want to, anyone thinking of, lots of people always tell me, like, oh, they see my Iceland posts on social and they're like, I've always wanted to go there. I'm like, you have to rent an SUV. The terrain in Iceland, there's a reason why Star Wars and Game of Thrones is filmed there. Like, it's unlike anything you'll ever experience. You have to get an SUV.
Which Star Wars episodes were filmed there? I didn't know this.
Yes, Rogue One and A Force Awakens. There's a number of different... So from the glaciers to the volcanic terrain to just the beautiful landscape, there's so many parts that you feel like you're on Hoth. Like, it feels like another planet. And you, there's no surprise. Once you see it, like... I can put photos up all day and videos, but really to experience the terrain, to see it in person, you're like, I feel like I'm on another planet.
Why didn't you wait for the 10K in June or July in Iceland?
No, that's not my style. You know I'm crazy. I like the challenge. I can't walk from my place to CVS without like racing the person next to me. Everything I do is competitive.
You live not too far from here and you're just kind of running through the streets of Manhattan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was on the Brooklyn Bridge running last night. I like the challenge. If it's easy, not for me.
Katie Linadal joins us here in studio. Here's the other thing I think that people don't recognize about you. Maybe they do if they follow your social media, but you're totally into tech. You're totally smart. You're totally successful in this kind of professional atmosphere, but you're an athlete.
Oh,
I mean, you have posted some videos of you doing chin-ups and
pull-ups.
Yeah. And runs, and I mean, you've got abs for days.
I mean, you
are just cut.
Thank you
for
that.
So you are a natural athlete.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So you're just looking for those physical challenges.
Yes, and that 10K in Iceland was one of them. I will tell you that.
So it's not just a normal 10K where you run around a neighborhood a couple
times.
No,
and it was at night, too, because you had to throw that into the mix. It wasn't like a daylight run.
Okay, so yeah, so what makes the 10K in Iceland different from a 10K like around the cul-de-sac in your neighborhood?
Correct. The cul-de-sac, could just do a couple loops.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
The same thing.
That's most Americans' 10Ks.
Right? Well, and of course, I'm like, you know what? Like, they say this is not a race for your personal best. Like, you kind of have to pay it. You might want to wear a headlamp. It's pretty bad terrain conditions.
Because it's at night.
It's at night. If you're crazy enough to even show up.
Did you wear those glasses to go in the dark?
So listen, I don't wear my glasses when I run because I think it's kind of nerdy, all right? There's just like some things where I don't wear my glasses.
Okay.
It was so bad out. I literally wore a pair of glasses when I ran and I lost the glasses after the run. Like I wore a pair of glasses. Like that's how, you know, you're in the middle of a foreign country where you're like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And then you're like, yes, I should. Like there's always that moment in any endeavor you have personally or professionally where there's so many reasons to just not do it.
Yeah.
And that's what separates us. You keep going.
So it's a nighttime run.
It's a nighttime run.
In February in Iceland.
Uh-huh.
What are the challenges that we're stacked up against?
The ice terrain was the biggest challenge.
You're running on ice terrain. So it's not a road. It's not a plowed road.
So what you have to do, and I actually recommend this to anybody. So what I did is I put this blog post up of some of my favorite nighttime gadgets for you just on my website, katielinadal.com. And one of my top picks are you have to spike your shoes. So you have to take these overlays and you can buy them. There's a number of different ones out there. I like these ones called Traxoles, T-R-A-X-O-L-E. And you strap them around your shoes. So you're gripping the ice.
Wow.
Now, when I got to Iceland and I was starting to do some runs, I actually lost my spikes in the ice. So I had to go run back and find them. So it was, you really need your ice grippers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that was
not
cool.
A normal 10K.
And it wasn't a normal 10K. Here's the difference between a race in Iceland and a race in races that I've done here.
It's like an Ironman 10K.
Well, you showed up, by the way. And there's this facility, kind of, to me, it was like really not in the middle of nowhere. And there's hundreds of people showing up. And they're just kind of showing up, you know, a little bit before. In the U.S., there'd be like a DJ, a hot dog stand, right. Tons of porta potties lined up. There was two bathrooms. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so neurotic. I use the bathroom like 100 times before a run. Yeah. So I'm already going like into headspace, like losing my cool here. Like, you know, where is all the stuff?
All they're doing.
Where are all the kiosks with the caramel apples for post-race? Right. Where's the hot apple cider? You know, I have lots of follow-up questions. And then, like, the biggest difference I noted when you're running this race, it was very intense. The last half mile was uphill. And it was so, like, in the U.S., lots of people are like, oh, good job. You know, you're running against somebody on a hill, and you're like, keep it up, man. You got this. No one said a word to anybody.
Silence.
Complete silence during the whole race. And I was like, this is awesome.
Dreamscape.
Yeah, totally.
So an Icelandic 10K has two bathrooms.
Yeah, playing, two bathrooms.
They're only playing Bjork. And it's like, it's just smoked fish. Canned fish. That's all you get at the end of the race.
Congratulations. The thing of fish. And then, D.A., you know, I said this before. I'm the last person that likes anything for free. I'm like, give it away. I don't want any more stuff. We live in New York. We don't have the space. I just, we're it's simplifying our lives these days. But you run the dang race for the free t-shirt.
No doubt. It's the only reason you do this stuff.
Yes. And, like, I don't get this a t-shirt. I hit the gift shop after. Like, where's the gift shop, too? I hit the gift shop after. I want the hoodie. I want the hat.
Sure.
I want the gloves. I want the pin. No t-shirt.
What?
So at that point.
You flew all the way to Iceland to run a 10K. They don't even give you a t-shirt.
You make the t-shirt.
You made the t-shirt.
And my graphic designer, make us all t-shirts.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at
you
this.
Don't get a t-shirt. You make it yourself. You get a t-shirt. You get a t-shirt. You get a t-shirt.
All right.
And it's a good one.
Look at this.
It's a Viking on it.
Wow. It's going to look like I actually run races. This
That's
is great.
The thing.
Well, this is kind of like how Bilotti had the polar bear plunge hoodie. He never actually did it.
No
remember?
Question. He is the polar bear.
You kind of can't wear it if you didn't do it. But in this case, you get a pass. You ran it by proxy.
Okay, let me see this t-shirt.
Yeah,
this
totally.
Is awesome. It's a black t-shirt. It has a Viking on it. Robbie Rosenthal would
awesome
like
graphic
this.
Designer Sarah created the logo.
This is so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got the Northern Lights behind it.
If the Icelandic amazing people knew I created this, they'd probably think I was nuts.
They
and a shout out to my
already.
Friend Dagny, who may be listening, because she actually finished second in the age group last year. She's a killer triathlete in Iceland, and she was running most of the race with me. She's getting a t-shirt. She gets a t-shirt.
That is awesome. Now, you have all of this great tracking technology. Mm-hmm. Did you wear like a bunch of gadgets to see your heart rate and your speed and your miles per hour? And
that's the other thing. So this was such a low-tech race that literally, like, to differentiate, you know, here you would get a race bib and a tracker that would keep track of your pace or your mileage, and you could see your splits after the race. It was so low tech that you filled out a registration card and you put it in your pocket and you turned that in at the finish line.
This is great.
Right?
The Icelandic 10K is like from 1975.
I love it.
Here's Katie. She's like, my sneakers aren't connecting to the Bluetooth here, guys.
Totally.
Come on. My GPS tracker won't tell me where the next bathroom is.
I had more gadgets on me than I knew what to do with. And one of my gadgets, and again, I put this blog post together. This one gadget that I had is called a Nova Illumio jacket. And I hit this little button inside my jacket and the whole thing lit up. Like there's light strips on it. So I was covered head to toe.
You look like my town's bazaar in July where it's just like blinking lights like there's the salt and pepper shaker and the Ferris
100%.
Wheel. And that's what you were running Icelandic at night 10Ks looking like.
Right?
You look like a Vegas marquee.
Yeah, and then I overheated during it. You know, you're on mile three and you're like, oh, dude, why did I put all this gear on? You got to cut back. Tons of gear.
By the way, I don't know if anybody saw this on your social that's listening. Oh, it was just the best moment ever. You went to the Vegas, what was it, the CES Expo?
Oh, CES, yeah.
And you wore a vest that had a C2 cartridge in it, right?
That's
so describe this.
Idea.
It was a vest that was supposed to, it was like an airbag vest to protect you in a car accident, right? Is that what it was made for?
And really for cycling. So you're riding your bike, and there's this vest that, heaven forbid, you get into an accident, it inflates. Well, I didn't put two and two together. That first off, there's no regulation, apparently, at CES, because I was in the, there's different sections of different countries that are exhibiting their new products. This was in the French section, and I don't know if there was any regulations on this, because it had a CO2 cartridge in the vest. So they're like, we're going to implode it for your segment.
This is great.
So 3, 2, 1. I'm like, you know, it's all about safety. Keep yourself together on the road. Heaven forbid there's an accident. Boom!
Boom! A huge explosion.
I thought I freaking imploded.
Because this vest immediately inflates and puts like a shock through your entire body.
I seriously thought I got shot. And then I realized that I didn't die, and yeah, I was elated.
So all of these tech experts are watching the demonstration with Katie.
I look like a total idiot.
They set off the CO2. It looks like she has been blown to smithereens. Honestly, if body parts of Katie that were like neon and fluorescent just went all over the place, you could understand. She stands there, realizes she survived, and goes, I'm alive! And the whole crowd just starts dying.
It was awesome. I'm still here. I've had many moments in the last few months where I'm very thankful to be alive. Very thankful. In many of these instances, I've put myself in by choice.
Willingly, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Oh, more with Katie Linadel, because she has brought by some sports stuff.
You know it.
Figurines and Star Wars stuff. So we're going to get to that coming up here next. And we will ask Katie about the guy at the hockey game that didn't give the puck to his girlfriend. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's our Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linendoll, for the latest in sports technology and ox roast recipes.
The great Katie Linadel back with us here in studio in our toll-free line brought to you by GEICO. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance too. Get it all. GEICO.com. I just showed Katie the video where last night at the Avs game, one of the Avs players lifts the puck over the glass into the stands. And a guy grabs the puck, but also in the process elbows, it looks like, his girlfriend in the head or the shoulder. Then gives the puck not away to his girlfriend, but instead to the woman in front of him. And then his girlfriend seems very upset by the entire process. You saw it. What was your takeaway?
There should be a new rule. And I can tell you, I've been in the middle of this a few times. If you get the ball or the puck, you should have to keep it. Mm. Because I feel like there's this obligatory give it away to somebody around you or you look like a bad person. You deserve that. You go for that ball, you go for that puck, and you keep it.
That is such a tenacious Katie Linadel take. You have earned that, you keep that.
That's right. Do you agree with me?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess there's some part of the chivalry that I appreciate, or if you give it away to a kid, is that okay? Or you should not give it away to kids either.
Well, let me propose a story to you, a situation.
My problem is we have a guy, Peter Schwartz, here on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Peter Schwartz.
And he collects foul balls. And so when him and his kids go out, they get like 6 foul balls. And to me, that's just gluttony.
That was exactly where I was going. So I had front row seats at a Red Sox game. We were on like the third baseline, right? And my brother-in-law catches this ball. And we don't need anything. Again, I said this earlier. Like, I'm the last person that wants free stuff or we need anything. But he gets the ball, and the people behind us had, like, 20 foul balls. And then they're like, well, we want the ball. And then we look like the bad people. And heaven forbid, you know, I'm on camera not giving away the ball. So there's this obligatory have to give the ball.
But they
and I
kind of to...
really wanted my brother-in-law's, like, a huge fan. Like, he didn't want it either. But he's like, we immediately, it wasn't even like, he hadn't even caught the ball yet. It was like, we want it! Dude, lay off. Like, lay off. It's a ball. You know what I'm saying? But then we look like bad people if we don't give you the ball.
They had 20 baseballs?
Dude, they had... And then we get in this one moment where you don't see the big picture, right? So who do you give the... You give the ball. He gave him the ball immediately. Like, he didn't even catch it yet, and they were like, it's ours. Let him catch the thing first. My gosh.
What did the kid say behind you to get the ball?
I want the ball. Yeah, it wasn't even like polite. Like, listen. You know?
Little did you know, he could have probably just asked you for like a Bluetooth speaker or something.
Yeah. You could have really made out on the deal.
You turn around, you're like, listen, kid. I keep the ball. You get a 10-foot-high inflatable dinosaur that's Bluetooth-operated. It'll play all of your favorite music.
And it's a BOGO. You also get wireless headphones that are in my bag that light up. Okay?
Exactly.
Pipe down.
What do you think?
Pipe down.
Okay. I will take you to the Icelandic 10K next time. I just need this Mookie Betts foul ball.
Manners. Did you grow up with manners? It's big in my family, okay?
So you always have great manners because you always bring us gifts. You have stacked these amazing gifts on the table, on the desk in front of us. And I see baseball players with these oversized head figurines that you've brought in before. These are pop figures?
Pop Funko. So I have been named a friend of Funko, which is a big deal.
F-O-F.
That's like nerd equivalent to like, winning some sort of large award.
Yeah, so that's,
and when it was named by CEO, I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's like
Brian Mariotti, I'm a friend of Funko. That's not a big deal at all.
I love
Pop Funko.
This is your nerd Oscar.
And anyone that's familiar, like Pops, yeah, nerd Oscar, totally. Well put. It's a $700 million business.
Yeah.
Like they have something for everybody. So for you guys, it's all about spring training right now. So let me deliver the goods.
Yeah.
Hand it off. You guys can select what you like. And then I kind of had this.
This is mine. This is Noah Syndergaard, a pop MLB Funko character, which I love. Mm-hmm. I'm a Mets fan, so this is awesome.
I knew you were a Mets fan.
So we got a Giancarlo Stanton, which I got to feel goes to Mraz because Giancarlo has been his whipping boy for far too long. Now he needs this little figurine of Giancarlo next to him watching the games with Bob the Deli Man throughout the summer.
Strong. But is this even better?
And Aaron Judge.
Oh, Aaron's my boy, D.A.
And Aaron Judge right there.
Aaron Judge.
Very nice.
But now we play a little trivia because look at this one.
Oh, this is a
for
blank
those that
one.
Are listening, I have never seen one in a box like this.
It's a blank box.
Ooh, it's like a mystery airhead.
Who it is. Yes, the White Mystery Airhead.
Yes.
Is the White Mystery Airhead one flavor?
No, I think it's always a mystery. Like, it's never the same flavor.
Debatable. Can we get to the bottom of that?
Let's debate. I think I've had a grape and a blue before. You disagree.
I think the White Mystery Airhead, it's my hypothesis, is just one flavor.
We're going to have to do that next time you come in. We're going to have to get multiples of them and see if they taste
different. We'll do a taste test. That'd be fantastic.
Mystery Airheads. I think this might be Jacoby Ellsbury because it's just wrapped in white like a bandage.
Yeah, I was going to say, does it have crutches?
He's already injured this year.
Is it a Yankees hat there?
It's a Yankees hat. This is a Yankee player, so I think it could be Jacoby.
Do you know the answer to this, Katie?
I do not. I can get it.
It's not labeled.
It's like a chaser.
No number on the back of it?
No. It like fell off the truck. Katie got this one in Chinatown.
Interesting.
It's a knockoff.
All right. And now you got the Star Wars one.
Well, and apropos to our Icelandic conversation, these are all, I brought in ones, films that were shot in Iceland.
Nice.
So Game of Thrones, James Bond, 1984 even, and Star Wars. I mean, there was a myriad of films. But I just get so into the Funko universe because there's something for everybody in terms of collection. And I thought these ones were really funny. From Tyrion Lannister to BB-8 to James Bond himself.
I'm holding a Lando Calrissian one.
Isn't that cool?
Which I love.
Yeah, it's a little bobblehead one, too.
You scoundrel. This is amazing.
These are fun gifts.
This is so cool. And so you have, now we've got warm weather, hopefully not too far away for all of us in the North and the Midwest, etc. So you've got a list of gifts for people looking for the outdoors coming up here.
Yes. So I even put this on my website on katielinendahl.com or on my social at katielinendahl, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the whole deal. And I put together a roundup of great outdoor gadgets, not just for us runner enthusiasts, but also if you're outside. I think now, too, once that daylight savings hits and it's like dark at like 2 p.m., awesome outdoor technologies from, again, I noted that light up LED jacket that you can touch with the touch of a button. It actually has light strips on it.
Yeah.
To different running technologies that are practical for anyone going outdoors.
Okay, so this is awesome. So they can get it on your website and all of your social handles at Katie Lindahl.
Yes.
The gift giver extraordinaire. You know what? Brad Heller over there, he's a big Jacoby Ellsbury fan. He might need the Jacoby Ellsbury Funko.
Brad.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Don't tease me because once you give it to me, I'm not giving it
back.
We
don't give. No, once you get the baseball, you get the baseball. Okay?
That's right.
Wait, give it to him. Wait, give it to him.
Passing it over to.
I want the ball. Give me the ball.
I love it.
I caught it.
Give me the ball.
Sad girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is awesome, Katie. It's always great to be with you.
Thank you so much, guys. You're my favorite.
I'm so glad that we got the lights turned on for you. Katie Linedahl joining us here in studio. We'll do Target Demo Friday next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Too much fun with audio.
The main thing is playing the game. It's kind of like a tongue twister. All right, appreciate you, D.A.
The D.A. Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Kind of like a tongue twister. DeMarcus, that was a tongue twister. Welcome back, D.A., with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Target Demo Friday. Get your final Target Demos in here on the DA Show, where you're listening, how you're listening, and what you're up to. We'll read those coming up here in about 10 minutes from now. As always, on the phones, it's 855-212-4227. And our Ask the Pros question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Tom in Raleigh asks, D.A., now that we know Zion's injury is day-to-day, should they still shut him down like you suggested yesterday on the show? So here was my logic yesterday on the show. It was Zion can't do anything else to lose being the number one pick in the NBA draft. If he shuts it down right now, if it was a torn ACL, worst-case scenario, he was still going to be the number one pick in the draft. You have proven yourself at the college basketball level. You have proven to be an amazing scorer. You have proven to be a human highlight reel. You have proven all the things that maybe there were some questions about whether you could still do it at the elite level in college. You proved them all. So now, knowing that the knee is not 100% and you only have 6 weeks left of the season, I mean, it's crazy, but we're already into the final week of February next week. Then it's March, and the final four is the first weekend in April. We're 6 weeks away. My logic was, you can't not be the first pick overall in the draft, but you can lose a lot by going out there on a 75%, 60% previously injured knee. So my point was, I would love to see Zion out there. I want to see him in the Final Four, or at least the NCAA tournament. I want to see him in the ACC tournament. I've got tickets to go to the Carrier Dome tomorrow to watch Duke and Syracuse, and I did it because I wanted to see Zion in person. And yet, in good conscience, I couldn't tell Zion, look, you got to play. You got to come back and play. You owe it to your program or whatnot. I just logically would have to tell him there really isn't a great reason for you to come back because you would be playing on a compromised knee. Now, if Zion wants to play, I've got no problem because this is not about my life or your life. It's about his life. And if Zion looks at this experience at Duke and says, man, I want to be mentioned with Christian Laettner. I want to be mentioned with Grant Hill. I want to be mentioned with Elton Brand. I want to be mentioned with the guys that have won a title at Duke. I want my name to be in the rafters as a national champion. I want to play in a Final Four. I love playing with Barrett. I love playing with Reddish. This is an experience that I want to take advantage of right now. I'm not telling them don't do it. I'm just saying, if you are on a compromised knee, knowing that your entire game is built on your explosion, then logic would tell you there's nothing else to really do here besides be safe, don't play, don't compromise the knee anymore, and wait to become the number one pick in the draft, because at least if you injure it again there, you're getting paid for that. But if Zion looks at this situation and says, I want to do this in March, I want to be a legend, I want to be in the Final Four, hey, more power to you, because this is not about my life. This is about your life, and if that's what you want to do, go out and do it. I'd love to see you out there do it. I'm really glad it's a grade one MCL sprain. I'm really glad there's no structural damage or a tear. I would say if I'm Duke, I don't play him tomorrow. Unfortunately, I don't think you play him at the Carrier Dome. And I would say you give him a minimum of a week or two off. And I would say I don't bring him back until the ACC tournament. I don't think there's anything that can happen without Zion that Duke is going to float much more out of a two seed. So is that really all that detrimental to your seeding? Everybody knows if Zion comes back, you're a one seed. So, I mean, if I'm Duke, I'm really careful not bringing him back until we kind of need him. And that, I would say, more rest the better. So say the ACC tournament, maybe even the NCAA tournament. Maybe you don't want to start him in the NCAA tournament. So you get him started in the ACC, but I don't really see a huge reason for him to be playing in the regular season of the ACC. And anyway, I mean, again, we're only 2 weeks away from the conference tournaments. So you could sit him for 2 weeks, and that's not a ton of time. It's not like a month or 2 months. We're already at the end of February almost. It's a Target Demo Friday, boys and girls. Let's get to your Target Demo.
It's a three-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
Kyle tweets, DA, please beam me up to that beautiful mothership. I'm connected to the party in the stars via the radio.com app. Currently working in Lake Havasu City. Boo the Broncos, boo the Saints, go Panthers. Shout out to the best 9-year-old on the planet, Raiden. AZ and Wisco's on the CBS Sports app today. On the brink of losing our master bath and closet for a 6-week gut and remodel, the missus is forced to share our twin 11-year-old's bathroom until April and 3 days of Wisco swim championships for my daughter. Hashtag, I need a beam up. Sounds like you do. Paul tweets, happy Target Demo Friday, CBS Sports app in Buffalo, about to bring my wife and kids to the airport to go to Florida, where I will join them next week and see Mets versus Sox in the PSL. 6 days alone at home, pizza and Hardball 5 all weekend.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
I'll be there, Paul, a few weeks after you. I'm heading down there the week of St. Paddy's Day to go see some spring training in the Port St. Lucie area and the Grapefruit League, so looking forward to it. David tweets, 100.3, the team in Myrtle Beach, working outside of the rain, a little wet, a little drippy.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Rob's in Erie, PA. I'm a lifelong Steelers fan, and I agree with you, DA. The Steelers GM made the Steelers organization look stupid. Ben and all the players need to be held accountable. Hashtag get them out. Hashtag trash Friday. Aaron tweets, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, quoting insurance policies and listening to you guys on radio.com. Thanks for making me laugh every morning. Hashtag zap zap.
They were
nuts. Seth is listening on the CBS Sports app, sitting in the warm office before I have to go into the cold warehouse to get these orders shipped out.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Matt is stuck at a hotel in Providence, listening online to my laptop while trying to multitask, waiting for my next business meeting. Beam me up. Jimmy tweets, I'm on 1360 in Binghamton, heading up to the Carrier Dome Saturday for Duke and Cuse as well, hoping as hell Zion plays. At the very least, witnessing a DA sighting.
Come on, Damon. Wake up.
Jimmy, simply tweet at me. I'll let you know where I'm sitting for the game. That'd be cool to hook up and see each other. Andrew tweets, listing on the CBS Sports app, sitting behind a computer telling pilots where and when to travel and what aircraft to fly. Man, I love aviation. Hashtag, but I'm hungry.
Itchy nipple chubra.
Fernando tweets, I'm in snowy Vegas, listing in CBS Sports Radio's 1340. It's pizza delivery weekend. Hashtag undefeated hot shots.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Mirage, my hot shots are 2-0.
Can sweep the Stallions this weekend, Saturday afternoon.
It's week 3. They're already playing the Stallions twice in the season.
That's a good sign for schedule.
They might want to work that out. Trevor in Bomb City tweets, I'm at work as an apprentice engineer watching via watchda.com.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Andrew's listening on the CBS Sports app. Always wondered if any of your crew love to play video games, especially since it's just getting more and more popular. DA, I can see Mraz eating a meatball sub and playing video games for hours on end.
Puffiness with sodium.
Mraz, you have played video games online against some of our listeners.
Yeah, that's it. PS4. Find me at Mraz Radio. I'll play in Madden, Call of Duty, NHL, any of that.
Mraz Radio on PS4.
That's right.
Very good. Joe tweets, I'm listening on iHeartRadio in Erie. I somewhat disagree on Bryce Harper in San Diego. Many of us grew up loving Ken Griffey Jr. and staying up late to watch Mariners games here during summer vacation. P.S. Tell Katie I had a phenomenal ox roast on Sunday.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Her ears perked up, smile wide, cheek to cheek, grinning, looking like she just found love again.
We would totally be friends.
William
tweets. Not more.
If only we had the candle still going. Talk about ox roast in a really sensual manner. William tweets, I'm listening in CBS Sports app in Pittsburgh, printing Sunday comics at work.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Evan on Facebook on radio.com. I'm in the Florida swamp. First round on me, boys. It's payday. Hashtag, that's a lot of money. Hashtag, put Jay Wilkes in a body bag.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Look, Jacob Wilkins had a rough Monday. He's somewhat redeemed himself yesterday over the phone, but yes, on Monday, put him in a body bag. Sweep the leg. Chris tweets, Florence, South Carolina, 100.1 The Fan, running all of the errands. Kept my 14-year-old son out of school yesterday. He finally got to hear why I tell him the DA show's the best of the business. The Steeler stuff was incredible. Had us both snort laughing. Hashtag skull DA. Snort laughing's a good laugh. Michael on Facebook, 93.1 The Ticket in Boise, looking forward to the weekend. Got a daddy-daughter's dance. Hashtag fun times.
Oh, okay.
More tweets coming in. You can simply send us your Target Demo Friday every single Friday on Twitter. Brooks tweets, I'm driving in snowy Tucson, Arizona, listening on Sirius XM channel 206.
I'm on Twitter or Facebook right now.
Lonnie tweets, DA, beam me up. I'm at work making sub sandwiches in Arizona. Hashtag hot shots. More tweets coming in. Tommy tweets, I'm watching at watchda.com. Day off doing a little cooking because I'm a man of the grill. Hashtag beam me up and hashtag Katie is the best. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Yeah, Con Ed Billing.
Sorry. Is this Con Ed?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Damon Amendolar, DA over at CBS Sports Radio. And we have a problem here. The studio lights are off. And we were wondering if there was a way that we can put them back on.
Yeah, Sean was telling me about this, DA. I'm a big fan of yours, by the way. I have checked into your account, and indeed there is an issue. But unfortunately, you know, I hate to say this because, as I mentioned, I am a fan. But I cannot do anything about it without a payment.
Whoa, Nelly!
Okay, can we put you on the phone with somebody from corporate, like our bosses or something, and then just kind of take care of the credit card that way or the account or something?
No, it can't be a corporate account, I don't believe. I don't know if I have the authority to do that. Am I on the air? Sorry, I feel very uncomfortable about all this, but I would like to help you in any way that I can. I don't know if the corporate account will work. Is there any way you could give me a personal card? Perhaps we could take care of it that way.
And that's it. Now let's do this.
Mraz, are we serious? Am I going to give the personal card? Do I have to give my personal information here to get these lights on?
Well, apparently Con Ed must have already talked to corporate, and corporate's not taking care of this here.
Come on. Okay. How much is a day of lights? okay, I guess I'll give...
Well, I'll tell you what, Damon. How about this? How about we don't ever put Jacob Wilkins back on the air again, and I'll give you today for free.
An express train to Pater.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. Okay, put the Con Ed representative on hold. I'm going to give you my credit card after this segment, and maybe we can get the lights back on.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
The lights are back on, and I will leave you with this story for the weekend. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft charged with 2 counts of soliciting prostitution in connection with a Florida spa tied to an international human trafficking ring, police said this morning. This breaking just 3 minutes ago. the spa in Jupiter, Orchids of Asia Day Spa. Sounds legit. The spa was among 10 shut down in Orlando, Palm Beach County, and the Treasure Coast after a several-month investigation revealing women were in a sexual servitude. Robert Kraft, 77-year-old owner of the Patriots, arrested and charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution in connection with a Florida spa tied to an international human trafficking ring. Again, your breaking news on a Friday morning. Patriots owner Robert Kraft charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution in connection with a Florida spa tied to an international human trafficking ring. Orchids of Asia Day Spa will not be holding Patriots training camp coming up this upcoming offseason. Robert Kraft arrested and charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution this morning. This breaking just minutes ago. Quite a way to celebrate a Super Bowl championship. That will do it for us this morning here on the DA Show. I'm sure Jim and others here on CBS Sports Radio will have more on the breaking news revolving around Robert Kraft. Thanks to Sean Mraz, the executive producer of the DA Show. Thanks to Connor Green on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com. And thanks to Brad Heller on your headlines. Be good and be good to one another. We'll see you on Monday. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.